This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Seems like every time immigration policy comes up, we wind up talking about one very specific kind of visa. They're called H-1Bs for highly skilled workers, mostly but not always in high tech. Last April, companies, again, mostly but not all high-tech companies, filed H-1B applications so fast they hit the annual quota of 65,000 of them in just a matter of days. The immigration bill that the Senate is debating right now would almost double that number. But as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, just having the visa doesn't solve all the problems.
Good morning, Evantage Technologies. How may I direct your call?
Evantage Technologies is a small consulting and software company in New Jersey. The company uses H-1B visas when it needs highly specialized tech workers it says it can't find in the U.S. Usually the process goes off without a hitch, but about 10% of the time, there's a problem. A big problem. The person hired doesn't show up, which leaves Evantage CEO Satya Pullavarapu shaking his head.
Yeah, where is this person? And sometimes, I mean, when we send emails or, tries to call them, there would be no response.
Deadlines on important projects have to be pushed back because of the no-show. And Pullavarapu loses the thousands of dollars he spent hiring the H-1B worker.
$6,000 in direct cost.
The cost of H-1B visa filing fees and attorney's fees. Pullavarapu never finds out what happened to the H-1B worker he hired, but chances are the person is working for another U.S. tech company. Some foreign workers with very specialized skills apply for more than one H-1B visa job. They get a number of offers and never contact the companies they reject.
It's a burden. Also, it makes you rethink your strategy.
Pullavarapu's strategy now, he does all interviews in person or on Skype to try to get to know the people he's hiring, but also because of another H-1B problem, the ringer. Not that kind of ringer. I'm talking about an imposter, somebody who's highly qualified, who does an interview on behalf of an H-1B job applicant who's not qualified and is often overseas. The ringer wows the interviewer, and the unqualified applicant is hired. It happened to Kevin Raffay, a contract programmer who helps staff up projects for tech companies. He interviewed a ringer and told his boss, hire that guy. He was surprised when a very inexperienced programmer showed up.
The candidate that I recommended had good communication skills and was technically sound. This person had very poor communication skills and was very junior as far as his technical capabilities.
Now, Raffay stresses this happened at the height of the dot-com boom, before Skype. Ringers were a lot more common then, but they're still out there. Just Google proxy interviewer if you want to find one. Raffay says some even advertise and set a price.
I'll take your interview for $30. You're talking about half hour time to answer some questions for somebody who's not able to answer them.
These reports of H-1B visa fraud are starting to get the attention of bigger companies. David Rutschick is a partner at Pace Harmon, a large outsourcing advisory firm just outside Washington. He tells clients looking to hire an H-1B visa worker,
you want to do everything you can do. You want to validate. You want to get all the transcripts. You want to check references. If you don't have a rigorous hiring process, then sort of shame on you and you put yourself at risk by not doing so.
Rutschick has also noticed the government is making employers jump through more hoops to get an H-1B visa, possibly, he says, to prevent fraud. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.